Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, June 17th. A bit of relief at the pumps for drivers this weekend. The president of Canadians for Affordable Energy, Dan McTague, says prices are set to dip below $2 per litre by Sunday. It would be the first time gas went that low since the end of May. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate for MPs in Ottawa, staff and visitors to the House of Commons is going to be suspended. The House unanimously agreed to end the mandate. June 23rd is the last scheduled day for MPs to sit before the summer constituency break. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland gave her first big speech since the budget yesterday, talking about $8.9 billion in spending with an aim to help Canadians deal with rising inflation. She calls it an affordability plan and says the money was already announced in the budget. It includes a boost to the Canada Workers' Benefit, old age security, a one-time housing affordability payment for low-income Canadians, increasing benefits indexed to inflation, $10 a day childcare, and eventual dental coverage for Canadians earning less than $90,000. The first paddleboarder with a disability to cross Lake Huron is now setting his sights on Lake Michigan next week. Mike Shorman set out to complete the task after he was diagnosed with an extreme case of Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which he says occurs when the virus that causes shingles attacks the nerves. When it started to affect his ability to walk and paddleboard, he fell into a depression. He says he doesn't want young Canadians to ever feel the same way and to be able to get the help they need.
Suicide is the leading cause of death in young Canadians, aside from car accidents. This year, 150,000 young Canadians will think about taking their lives, and it will be fatal for hundreds of them.
Shorman is set to paddleboard across Lake Michigan between June 25th and July 4th. Anyone who is interested in donating to the cause can do so through jack.org. The Billy Bishop Home and Museum has a new exhibit featuring Canadian veterans of the war in Afghanistan. It's called Ground Truth, Stories of Canada's War in Afghanistan, and features stories and mementos from about 10 veterans so far, some of whom have a local connection to the area. Museum Director and Chief Curator Emily Jolliffe says when Afghanistan fell to the Taliban last summer, veterans she knew wanted to talk about their experiences there.
Still seems to be very top of mind and relevant, and I think some of them are just want to make sure that people don't forget that that was a war and that many Canadians died in that war, and it changed a lot of them, their lives forever.
The exhibit also features a number of video interviews with veterans. They can be watched online or by scanning a QR code at the museum. Over 40,000 members of the Canadian Armed Forces served in Afghanistan from 2001 to 2014. It was Canada's largest military deployment since World War II. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open up today. The Dow Jones is up 268 points in pre-market. The TSX in Toronto opens at 19,004 after going down 607 points yesterday. Our dollar is trading at 77 U.S. cents, down 24 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $117.39, down 20 cents a barrel. In sports, the Golden State Warriors won Game 6 of the NBA Finals, beating the Boston Celtics 103-90 and earning the Warriors their fourth NBA title in 8 years. Steph Curry was named the NBA Finals MVP, scoring 34 points. At the U.S. Open in Massachusetts, Canadian Adam Hadwin has the lead at 4 under par going into day number two. The Owen Sound Attack have released their schedule for the 2022-23 Ontario Hockey League season. You can find it posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Attack forward Colby Barlow has been named to the 88-man roster for Hockey Canada's Summer Under-18 Selection Camp. Meanwhile, former Owen Sound Attack star player-turned-assistant coach Joey Hischen is leaving the organization to pursue other opportunities. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays were downed 10-2 by Baltimore. The Jays start a 3-game series against the New York Yankees in Toronto tonight. In the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League, the Gators beat Meaford Leaky Canoe 10-6. The Toronto Argonauts won their CFL home and season opener against the Montreal Alouettes 20-19. The Owen Sound Bug Juice North Stars have games tonight at Brooklyn and Saturday at Ennismore. Both games will be carried live on 560 CFOS on MacArthur Tire and Leon's North Stars Radio. And Toronto and Vancouver have been selected as host cities for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. They are 2 of 16 cities set to host.